All right, a tale of two visits to the border yesterday. Joe Biden goes to the border to Brownsville, where there's almost nothing going on. And literally, if you've seen any of the video, it's embarrassing. He's wandering around confused. And then when it comes time to deliver his remarks, he doesn't talk about the border. He talks about climate change. It's shameful. Meanwhile, President Trump goes to Eagle Pass, which has been the epicenter of the invasion as of late. He's there backed up by Brandon Judd, the president of the union for their Border Patrol, Customs Border Patrol, who just goes off on Joe Biden. It was a tale of two different conversations. Lynn Patton joining me now, senior advisor to Donald Trump. Lynn, good to have you back on the program.
Yes, good morning, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Talk about a split-screen moment, right?
I mean, like you said, it was definitely a tale of two visits. And, you know, Joe Biden had 3 years to fix the border. Instead, he decides to visit when Trump visits, not because Biden actually wants to solve the problem, but because he doesn't want Trump to. You know, he's taken every step to undo every single measure that Trump did to secure the border.
Yeah, the real truth is this. Joe Biden wouldn't be at the border at all if we hadn't had this young woman murdered in Georgia. Middle of a college campus, middle of the day, middle of America, a 22-year-old student beaten to death. And so Joe Biden finally decides to go to the border with Alejandro Mayorkas, who previously has bragged about how they had, you know, overturned and rescinded all of these executive orders from Donald
Over
Trump on the border.
Executive orders.
Yeah.
Yes, in their first 100 days. And you're right, you know, and the residents of Athens, Georgia, made sure that their mayor heard them loud and clear. I don't know if you saw those clips of them calling him a liar for saying that their sanctuary city status had nothing to do with the murder of poor Lincoln Riley. And, you know, over the last week alone, she was killed. A 2-year-old Maryland child was killed by an illegal alien in El Salvador. A 14-year-old Louisiana teenager was raped at knife point by a man from Honduras. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember, Steve, and I'm sure you are too, when Trump literally said they are sending their worst. They are murderers. They are rapists. And he was canceled for it. And now, of course, you know, once again, Trump was right.
Yeah, on CNN, they fact-checked that. There's no evidence to back that up. Really? Was there evidence to back it up when Castro threw the doors open on his jails and prisons and sent them north with the Cuban boat lift? Come on.
Thank you. You
don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure out what's happening. The crime in Venezuela, is it a 22-year low? Gee, why is that? Why is it? It's at a 22-year low in Venezuela because they sent their criminals to another country, right?
Yeah, and look, I've talked to minorities in urban communities, and they will tell you, and they will be the first to confirm, these are gang members coming in. They're tatted from head to toe. They're proud. We all saw, and with horror and disgust, the gang members in New York who beat up those police officers and then had the nerve to give us all the middle finger as they marched out of jail, bail free, and disappeared into the night. It's a slap in the face to Americans who live here, who pay their taxes, who work hard. And, you know, for Biden to attempt to feign care for a border crisis that he created is a little too little too late.
It is too little too late. And look, for the first time in the history of Gallup, the border, they've been asking this question since 1981 about immigration, illegal aliens, and the border since 1981. For the first time ever, Gallup, in the month of February, it is the number one concern of Americans. 28% put the border first, followed by the economy. Two losing items for Joe Biden. And look, if you look at the numbers, Donald Trump's lead in the polls continues to grow a little bit. Donald Trump has resurrected his political machine in a magnificent way. He's winning because he's connecting with the people just like he has since 2015. And that means
right.
He's on the winning track.
And a recent Harvard-Harris poll showed that Trump's favorability rating is higher than it even was in 2016. You know, and I think that there's a reason for that, and it's really goes back to the old adage, don't know what you got until it's gone. And the American people are tired of paying almost $1,000 more for the same standard of living that they had under Trump, under Joe Biden, per month. That's per month. That's almost, $12,000 a year extra that Americans are paying under Joe Biden than they did for the exact same apartment, home, food, gas that they did under Trump just 3 years ago. And, you know, to go back to the southern border, since Biden took office, I'm looking at all these stats in front of me. Over 10 million illegals have come into this country in the last 3 years. We anticipate it reaching over 19 million before he leaves office. And that's more than the entire state of New York. 27 tons of fentanyl has crossed the border, which is
400 Americans today will die. 400 Americans will die tomorrow, the day after that. It comes from China. It's combined in Mexico into a final product and then run over the border by illegals and by cartels. It is an act of war from where I stand, Lynn, but here we are. Let me give you the last word. I think Donald Trump not only is going to win the election, but he's going to win Michigan again in 2024 because we have the same problems here that other states have, illegals, drugs, crime, going wild with bad policies. I'll give you the last word.
Thank you. You know, and as obviously your listeners saw just last week, we thumped, obviously, Nikki Haley by 40 points.
Yep.
And, you know, Biden lost a county there or a district there, to
uncommitted. Uncommitted. 101,000 out of 750,000 votes cast in the Democrat primary. One in seven went to uncommitted. They're in real trouble here. Lynn, I gotta jump, but I really appreciate you being here as always. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Lynn Patton, everybody, senior advisor to Donald Trump, who's in the catbird position, to say the least. We'll be back with sports.
Are you ready to reclaim your vitality and embrace a healthier life? Introducing Patriots Relief, your America First and trusted CBD company dedicated to your health and well-being. Their premium CBD products offer a wide range of health benefits, from soothing chronic pain to reducing anxiety and promoting better sleep. Experience the natural relief of CBD, backed by science and loved by customers nationwide. Use promo code Gruber and save 40% today at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776, 877-230-1776.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.